The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So yesterday in our nation was President's Day, and today in our church, I think it's Pope's Day. This Feast of the Chair of Peter, of course, commemorates the responsibility that our Holy Father and all pastors in the church have for being the leader and the teacher and the sanctifier in our faith community. And that's why I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, it's important for us today to remember Pope Francis and all those who are in leadership, our own Archbishop, our pastor. You know, when I was the Archbishop, I have to acknowledge the fact that I was very much aware of the fact that, you know, in most groups, there was always someone who was smarter than I was, someone was holier than I was, someone who had a better idea than I had. Yet, I was still the one in charge. And it did take on the part of those people who were smarter and holier and who had better ideas to have a little bit of humility to recognize that in the end, I'm the one who had to make a final decision. And that in the end, as a member of a faith community, trusting that somehow God was trying to work through me, they would go along with my decision. And that's a very humbling experience for me as well, as it is, I suspect, for our Holy Father today, as it is for Archbishop Sample, as it is for Father Carey, as it even is at times, I think, for parents in their home, because I'm sure parents know sometimes their kids might have a better idea when they look back on something that happened. So I think today, as we pray for those who are in leadership, we also want to pray for ourselves, that we can have a little bit of that humility to go along with the leaders, even when we disagree with them, and to support them as best we can. That doesn't mean we have to agree, but especially in the church community, it takes faith to acknowledge that God chose this particular person to be the successor of the apostles, and for Francis to be the successor of St. Peter. We understand that sometimes people will have differences, but it's always very difficult to read anything from someone who's highly critical of our Holy Father, as I guess it's the world in which we live these days. Everyone feels it's good to just be out there with your hostility or your disagreement. That should never be the attitude, at least for us, in family life or in church life. We are a family, and there's someone who's the father of this family, and for our Church Universal is Pope Francis. And we're grateful to God for calling him. He serves on the shoulders of those who've gone before him. And the reason we call it the Feast of the Chair of Peter, because as you know, our cathedral, the word cathedral comes from the Latin word cathedra, meaning chair. That chair in the cathedral symbolizes his responsibility for governing the church in holiness, in prudence, and by the grace of God. The church, the chair I sit in over there is, of course, the chair of Father Carey, but he lets the other priests sit in it when we say Mass. But it's not so much what the chair looks like, but what it represents, that there is someone who has that responsibility, and we want to do our best to be supportive and collaborative in all that we do as a family. God bless you.